我想开始的时候，请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读几处的圣经。
At the beginning, we would like to invite brothers and sisters to read a few passages together.
我们先请看约翰福音。
The Gospel according to John.
约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1.
第四节到第七节。
Verse 4 to 7.
约翰福音第一章第四节到第七节。
John chapter 1, verse 4 to 7.
生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光，光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。有一个人是从神那里差来的，名叫约翰，这人来为要做见证，就是为光做见证，叫众人因他可以信。他不是那光，乃是要为光做见证。第八节了，对不起。
In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe.
我们再读第九节。
And then verse 9.
那光是真光，照亮一切在世上的人。
And that was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world.
我们再请看腓立比书。
And then we turn to Philippians.
腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
我们从十四节读到十六节。
And from verse 14 to 16.
腓立比书第二章十四到十六节。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 14 to 16.
凡所行的都不要发怨言起争论，使你们无可指责，诚实无伪，在这弯曲悖谬的世代，做神无瑕疵的儿女。你们显在这世代中，好像明光照耀，将生命的道表明出来。
Do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life, so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ that I have not run in vain or labor in vain.
我们请弟兄姊妹特别注意啊，这里有两句话说你们显在这世代中，好像明光照耀，将生命的道表明出来。
We pay attention to the end of verse 15. Among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life.
我们再请看哥罗西书。
And then the book of Colossians.
哥罗西书第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
第一章第十九节。
Chapter 1, verse
19. 哥罗西书第一章第十九节。
Colossians chapter 1, verse 19.
因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住。
For it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
第三节。
Verse 3.
所积蓄的一切智慧知识都在他里面藏着。
In whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
第九节。
Verse 9.
因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
For him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
我们作为神的儿女
as children of God,
我们要知道神所赐给我们最大的恩典是什么。
We need to know what is the greatest grace that the God has given us.
到底神为人所做的最大的事情是什么。
What is the greatest thing that God has done for us?
我想圣经很清楚地告诉我们
I think that the Bible tells us clearly.
神所赐给我们最大的恩典，也是他为我们所最做最大的事，就是他借着他的儿子，把他自己的生命分赐给所有相信他的人。
I think that through the grace of God, that the greatest thing that He did is that He gave the life of His Son to us.
主耶稣基督到地上来。
Our Lord Jesus came to this world.
他最大的一个使命,
the greatest mission of Him,
就是要把神的生命带到人的里面,
is to bring the life of God into man.
所以约翰福音第十章第十节那个简单的话,
so in John 10 verse 10 it says simply,
我们每一个基督徒都应该牢牢地记住,
every Christian should remember it.
主说我来了是要叫人得生命并且得得更丰盛
and I came so that you may have life and life more abundantly
所以主到地上来最大的目的就是把神的生命分赐给人
and the greatest purpose of our Lord coming is to give us life
所以呢今天呢我们作为基督徒
so today as Christians
我们知道我们信主的目的就是为了得着这个生命
we know that the purpose of we believing in the Lord is to partake that life
并且呢我们蒙恩得救是我们一生在地上所追求的目标就是要使这个生命变得更丰盛
and all the days of our life after we've been saved is to obtain that life
其他的事物呢可以说都是附带的
and every other thing is just bonus
所以这个意念今天我们必须牢牢地记住
we must have this thought very firmly
啊，我们要把这个呢作为我们在生活侍奉中间一个中心
that this should become the center of our life and our service
也是我们追求的一个目标
it is also the goal of our pursuit
啊，只有主的生命在我们里面越来越丰盛
only when the life of our Lord is growing abundantly in us
也就是我们越来越长大成人
it is to say that we grow more and more maturely
我们就达到了神的目的
and we have reachedthe goal of God
所以圣经啊特别到约翰福音里面
so in the particularly in the gospel of John
约翰用主最简单的话告诉我们
and John used the simplest word to tell us
所以我们希望呢我们所有蒙恩得救的基督徒
so we hope that all the brothers and sisters
我们都能够牢牢地记住这个简单的话
that we canfirmly remember this.
也许这个话呢我们听了很多遍我们很熟悉。
Maybe we've heard it many times and we're very familiar with it.
但是因为今天呢地上的教会也好我们世上的生活也好非常的复杂。
But because the complexity of the world or in the church life,
所以很容易呢就叫这个简单的目的呢就变得模糊。
It is easy to cause confusion in such simple words.
你看主的话虽然很简单,
you see that the word of the Lord is very simple.
但是你会看见呢，我们基督徒在地上呢，有人得救之后呢，他并不重视这个东西。
But you see that after people are saved, they do not pay attention to it.
有的基督徒呢，爱世界，把世界上很多的事情，人就当作是那个最重要的目标在追求。
Some Christians still love the world and pursue the things of the world.
那甚至有很多比较稍微爱主的基督徒。
Maybe you love the Lord a bit more.
有的人把工作，有人把道理，有人把这些什么经历当作主要追求的目的。
And some put work, the gospel, whatever service you put as the goal of serving.
所以呢，这个话虽然很简单。
We think that the word is simple.
但是却非常的容易就失落。
But it's very easy that we get lost.
所以我们需要一再的被主的话来提醒。
So we need to remind it more and more.
主说我来了是要叫人得生命。
And the Lord said, I have come to give life.
并且得得更丰盛。
That you may have life more abundantly.
这是主到地上来的目的。
This is the purpose of the Lord coming.
这也是我们基督徒蒙恩得救生活追求的目的。
And this is the pursuit of our life.
我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
神乐意把他的生命分赐给我们所有相信他的人。
He's willing to give the portions of his life to us.
请我们记得。
Let us remember this.
只有主的生命。
Only the life of our Lord.
这个创造物者的生命。
The life of the Creator.
他的生命是可以分赐的。
That his life he can give out.
也就是说只有属灵的生命是可以分赐的。
Only spiritual life can be given out.
我们这些受造的人
us creations
我们受造的生命呢
the life that is created.
我们是不能分次,
we cannot give out.
我们可以延续,
we can continue.
所以你看在自然世界里面的生命不断地可以延续,
so you see in nature that the life can continue.
但是没有哪一个受造之物可以把他的生命分赐给另外一个受造之物。
But no creation can give his life to another.
我们中国人呢，有的时候。 因为爱我们自己所爱的人,
as Chinese, because we love our loved ones,
有时候看他比如说生病快要死了,
we see someone who is ill to death.
有的人有这个很强烈的意愿,
we have a very strong desire.
巴不得我呢，这个能够把我的生命呢。 把十年给他
we would say I'd rather give 10 years of my life to you.
我们中国话就讲 我宁愿折寿十年
I'd rather live 10 years less.
希望呢把我这个生命呢 能够给我所爱的人
so that I can give my life to the loved one.
但你可以有这样的一个愿望
you can have that thought.
但事实上你不可能的
but in truth you can't do it.
你不可能把你的生命
You cannot give a portion of your life to others.
但是我们感谢神,
but we thank our God.
神的生命是可以分赐的,
the life of God can be given out.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
今天我们已经从主的恩典中极大的恩典中领受了这个分赐的生命。
From his great mercy, we have already received a portion of his life.
我们要晓得啊,
we know.
神的生命呢, 是一个 不仅是个永远的生命,
his life is not only eternal.
神的生命也是一个无穷的生命,
his life is also limitless.
他不会因为呢, 他分出去之后呢, 他就变少了,
he won't be reduced because he's given something to you.
像我们今天呢, 如果我们有一点什么东西的话, 我们分给别人多少, 我们自己就少了多少。
Like today, if we share something with others, we have less.
因为神的生命是无穷的生命,
because that life is limitless.
所以他无论怎么样的分赐, 都不会减少的。
So no matter how he give you, he won't reduce.
他不仅不会减少,
and not only he won't decrease,
并且他里面的那个成分呢, 那个里面所有的丰富呢, 一点也不会减少。
The content of his life, the abundance of his life will not reduce a bit.
所以你看在我们基督徒属灵经历里面也是一样。
So to see in our spiritual experience the same.
只有在属灵的生命上当你有经历你越分越丰富。
We see that the more we give out in our spiritual life, the more abundant we become.
因为这个生命是一个无穷的生命。
Because the life we have is limitless.
我们感谢神,
we thank our God.
他把这样的一个生命今天赐给了我们。
He gives us such a life.
那么并且呢, 在约翰的书信里面告诉我们,
we see that in the Gospel of John.
这个生命呢, 是包括神所有一切的丰富的。
This life encompasses all the abundance of God.
也可以说呢, 生命是一切。
In other words, we say the life is all.
今天呢, 我们要求神祝福我们,
today we ask the Lord to bless us.
其实神的祝福已经在这个生命的里面,
in fact, that the blessing of the Lord is already in the life.
凡你生活中你所需要的一切事物,
everything that you need in your life,
你所需要的一切所有的这个性情,
all the character that you need,
弟兄姊妹们都包括在这个生命的里面。
All is encompassed in that life.
我们也可以说神把生命给我们的时候, 神就把他所有一切都给了我们。
In other words, we say when God gave us life, he gave us all.
我们可以这样说呢, 在神里面有多少的这个丰富,
and we see that how much ever abundance is in God,
在这个生命里面就是有多少的丰富,
is the same dwells in that life.
所以使徒彼得啊, 曾经做了一个比喻,
and so Peter made a parable.
Yeah. 他说, 你们重生啊, 是得到了一个不能朽坏的种子,
when you were born again, you've received the seed that's incorruptible.
我们晓得一颗 树的种子,
we know that a seed of a tree,
其实它里面就包括了这个树的全部了,
it already has the whole tree.
有树根, 有树干, 有树枝, 有树叶, 有花朵, 有果实,
you have the roots, you have the branches, you have the body, you have the leaves and the flowers and the fruit.
所以你今天比方说你来看一棵苹果树
So for example if you take a look at the apple tree
然后你手中拿着一个苹果树的种子
And you hold a seed of an apple
啊，其实你看这棵树的时候呢
When you look at the tree
你知道这棵树都在这个种子里面
And all the tree has is in that seed
那么在这个种子里面就包括着树所有的一切
So in the seed has the whole tree
所以当神把这个生命分赐给我们的时候呢这里面所拥有的丰富现在跟神里面所有的那个丰富是完全一样的
So when God gave us his life What we have in the life is the same as in him
愿主开我们的眼睛
May the Lord open our eyes
让我们能看见我们里面是多么的富足
That we can see how rich we have
所以你看我们有首诗歌里面我们唱到如今我们变成富豪了
There's one song we sing that today we're so rich
You are a rich man
你很富有
弟兄姊妹每一个人都富有
Every one of us is rich
你说我多富有呢
You see how rich am I
那是神多富有我就多富有
However God however rich God is you are the same
你想过这件事情吗
Have you ever thought about that
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
所以神当初把他的生命一给我们就把一切都给了我们
When God gave us his life he gave us all
当然我们要感谢我们的主、啊、
Now of course we thank our Lord
因为呢神要把这个生命赐给我们经过了一个非常艰苦的过程
And in order for God to give us that life he went through a very trialing path
我们的耶稣基督曾经道成肉身来到地上33年半在地上经过一切的苦难
And the word became flesh came to the world for 33.5 years and he went through all kinds of sufferings
这是神的爱
That is the love of God
神愿意把这个生命给我们
And he is willing to give us that life
不管这个路是多么的艰难
And no matter how hard the
road is 不管这个代价是多么的大
No matter how hard the price is
神定义要做这件事情
He is willed to do this
那么主也的确做了这件事情
And indeed he did that The Lord did that
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
我们每个主日早晨来，我们擘饼纪念主啊。
And every Lord's Day we come for the breaking of bread.
你看见这个饼和杯啊。
When you see the bread and the cup.
你要知道这是神的爱所为着人所付上的极重大的代价。
That is the price that God paid for his love.
我们要感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
经过这个苦难。
Through these trials and difficulties,
主终于把他的生命，把神的生命可以分赐给所有相信他的人。
Finally, the Lord is able to release his life.
所以今天我们拥有主耶稣基督生命的人
，So today for us who have that life,
我们里面拥有这个宇宙中所有一切所有的丰盛都在里面。
We also obtain all the riches, the abundance of the universe in us.
不过当然，你这个生命需要成长。
Now, of course, that little life of yours needs to grow.
如果今天呢，光给你一个苹果树的种子。
Now, if I only give you a seed to an apple tree.
你可以回家很高兴，说：“哎呀，我现在终于有了这个苹果树的所有。”
If I give you a seed, you go home, you rejoice, thinking, you have the whole apple tree.
但是你还是吃不到苹果啊，对不对？
But you cannot eat an apple.
你看到那个种子。
You stare at the seed.
你可以想象。
You can imagine.
但是呢，你吃不到那个苹果树。
But you can't bite the fruit.
那么你要怎么样让这一个种子呢，成为一棵树，能够结出许多果子呢？
How can you cause the seed to grow into a tree to bear fruit?
所以它需要有一个成长的过程的。
And there needs to be a process of growth.
所以你一直要让这个生命能够有好的生长。
So you need to have the life to grow properly.
所以圣经告诉我们呢，我们这个人呢，需要成为好土。
So the Bible tells us we need to be good soil, good ground.
为什么需要追求主呢？
Why do we need to pursue God?
我们为什么在属灵事情上面需要操练呢？
Why do we need to exercise spiritual things?
就是为着要叫我们这个土啊变成好土。
It is to cause our soil to become good soil.
让这个种子开始生长。
That the seed may grow.
哦，慢慢它开始发芽了。
It can bud.
哎呀，发芽了，我们就很开心啊。
We see a little growth, we are very happy.
我记得好多年前啊
I remember many years ago
我的姊妹呢在我们家后院里弄了小小一块田地
My wife put a little field in our backyard
她就种了一点什么菜我忘记了她就再种了
She grew some vegetations
后来呢那些种子就开始发芽了
And then later the seed started to bud
哎呀我就看她好高兴说哎来看了来看了这个种子发芽了
I was so happy I called my wife and you come and see
我那一看哦发了一点绿的芽
And I see a little green leaf
我说这个还早嘞。
I see you. It's still a long way off.
对不对？这个这个只不过发了点芽而已。
It's just a little tiny little
bud. 但是发芽就叫人看起来心里面很愉快了。
But once you see the little growth, you're very rejoiced.
所以你的生命，主的生命在那里面开始慢慢发了一点芽了。
And you see that the life of the Lord budded in you.
那是一个好的现象。
That is a good sign.
但是你还是吃不到苹果，对不对？
But you still cannot eat.
你还要继续让它长啊。
You still need to let it grow.
所以呢，今天呢，我们拥有了这个生命，要让这个生命在我们里面成长。
Today we have that life. We need to let that life grow.
然后你才能享受到这个生命的好处。
And then you can enjoy the goodness of that fruit.
我为什么要这样讲呢？
Why do I say it this way?
因为我看着各道各处神的儿女们。
I see that the children of God at different places.
有的人很热心。
And some are very fervent.
有的人也规规矩矩。
Some are very strict and nice and polite.
但是在他的生命中啊，从来没有享受过到主。
But in their life, they've never enjoyed the Lord.
因为他不够注意他里面的那个生命。
Because they don't pay enough attention to the inner life.
他在外面做了很多。
They did a lot of works on the outside.
这个里面的生命从来没有成长过。
But the inner life never grew.
就好像路加福音里面呢，那个主耶稣讲到的两个兄弟一样。
It's like in Luke, the two brothers that the Lord spoke of.
那个小儿子呢是浪子。
The younger son is a prodigal son.
这个大儿子呢是个规规矩矩的人。
And the older son is a nice person.
哎呀，你看见后来那个小儿子回来的时候啊。
And then you see the younger son came home.
这个做哥哥的埋怨。
And the older son murmured.
他跟父亲讲。
And he told his father.
他说父啊，我这么多年的服侍你。
And he said, Father, I've served you all these years.
你连一个小小的羊羔啊，我也没吃到过。
You didn't give me a little lamb.
啊，你看这个你那个儿子啊，这个浪荡回来之后，你还把牛肥牛犊宰了。
That son of you came home, you killed the fattened calf.
你看这个大儿子多可怜呢。
You see how pitiful this older son is.
规规矩矩的在家里面。
He was a nice boy in home.
从来就没有享受过一点点主的好处。
Never enjoyed the goodness of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
请你们不要把今天早晨的这个道当作道来听。
Don't listen to this as a sermon.
我里面一个很重的负担需要跟弟兄姊妹彼此提醒。
I have a very heavy burden to remind brothers and sisters.
主已经把这个生命给你了。
The Lord has given you that life.
一切的丰盛都在你里面了。
All the abundance of God is in you.
你有享受到这个生命吗？
Have you ever enjoyed it?
你有经历过这个生命吗？
Have you ever experienced it?
这个生命在你身上有过一点点表现吗？
That life has ever expressed any sign in you?
假使没有。
If not,
我们这个每个礼拜天早晨都是规规矩矩的到这里来听道来了。
Every Sunday we come as a nice boy, nice girl here.
我们做这个基督徒毫无意义。
Then it's pointless to be a Christian.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
神要我们不仅得着这个生命
，God is not only want us to obtain the life,
要活在这个丰盛生命的里面
，but also live in that abundant life.
这个生命。如果你有所经历，你就知道那是一个何等的享受。
And if you have ever experienced that life, you would know what an enjoyment that is.
我记得我年轻的时候。
I remember when I was young.
的确，我是一个重生得救的基督徒。
And indeed that I was a born again Christian.
哇，有的时候啊，在生活中啊，这个对主稍微有一点点的经历，哎呀，快乐的不得了。
Sometimes in my life, I experienced the Lord a little bit. I rejoiced much.
所以那个时候有时候同学呢、朋友呢找我去做这个做那个，我都没什么兴趣。
So when friends or classmates asked me to do this and that, I didn't have much interest.
因为从这个生命里面你已经得到了饱足。
Because from this life, you have already been satisfied.
我们作为基督徒。
For us as Christians.
我们里面拥有一个极大的。
In us have this great treasure.
就像保罗所说的一样。
Just like what Paul said.
我们有着宝贝放在瓦器的里面。
And in our earthen vessels, we have this great treasure.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你知道你里面有这个宝贝吗？
Do you know that you have that treasure?
也许在道理上你讲，我知道了。
Maybe in doctrine wise, you say, I know, I know.
保罗为什么称它为宝贝？
Why did Paul call it treasure?
你有经历才宝贝。
When you have experience, you will treasure it.
所以今天我们需要来经历它。
So today we need to experience it.
所以当神把这个生命给我们的时候
，So when God gives us that life,
请我们记得
Please remember,
神把一切都给了我们。
God has given us all.
所以对基督徒来讲，
so for Christians,
我们应该有这样的一个意念。
We need to have this thought.
在我的里面，生命是一切。
In me, life is all.
在我的生活中，生命是一切。
In my life, life is all.
我们必须要对这个有一个清楚明亮的认识。
We need to know this clearly.
你知道保罗在哥罗西书里面
In Colossians, Paul said,
我们刚刚读了三处的那个圣经
We just read three verses
那么保罗在第一章里面讲到
In chapter 1 he said
神这里说哈神因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住
Colossians 1:19 For it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell.
到了第二章他就说哈
In chapter 2 it says.
第二章第三节那里说哈说积蓄的一切智慧知识都在他里面藏着。
Chapter 2 verse 3 in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
第九节说因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
Verse 9, For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
使徒保罗是一个在主里面有丰富经历的人。
The Apostle Paul is someone who has abundant experience in the Lord.
他在哥罗西书里面一连三次讲到
In the book of Colossians, in three times in a row, he said,
神所有的丰盛，所有的智慧知识，都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
All things, all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge, dwells in the Lord bodily.
我们都知道保罗是一个对神有相当丰富认识的一个人。
We know that Paul is someone who knows the Lord abundantly.
他得着新约时代中间神给他最大的启示。
He received the greatest revelation in the New Testament time.
他一生也是基督的一个最热切的追求者。
And he's also the most passionate follower of Christ.
因为神开了他的眼睛。
Because God opened his eyes.
哎呀，他才知道蕴藏在基督的里面的那个是何等的丰盛。
And then he knew that what the great abundance that was in Christ.
所以很多时候我们读保罗的书信的时候啊。
So many times when we read the epistles of Paul.
哎呀，我们里面都叹息啊。
And we sigh inside.
我们说保罗从基督领受了何等的丰富啊。
And we say Paul has received what an abundance.
他的那个启示真是无人能赶得上。
That revelation he has, no one can catch him.
所以很多时候我们说这个是神给保罗的了。
We say that is what God has given to Paul.
我们呢永远跟不上。
We can never catch up to that.
感谢主
But we thank our Lord.
到约翰晚年的时候
At the older years of John.
约翰让我们看见
And John let us see.
那个保罗所得着的那个丰富
The abundance that Paul obtained.
是神赐给每一个圣徒的
Is what God given to all the saints.
保罗神不是说对保罗特别
And it's not to say that God treated Paul specially.
神只不过是借着保罗让我们告诉我们基督徒所得着的丰富是何等的丰富啊
God tells us what abundance we have received through Paul.
那保罗是个有智慧的人
And Paul is someone who has wisdom.
所以他表达的方式呢都是比较丰富的
So he is able to express abundantly.
言语比较深奥
The word that he chooses is hard to understand.
他说你看这个丰盛神父喜欢叫一切的丰盛都在他里面居住
And all the abundance of the Godhead dwells in him.
所有的智慧和知识都藏在他里面
All the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are in him.
都聚集在他里面
They're stored in him.
约翰到晚年的时候
As at the late years of John.
他用一句简单的话
He used a very simple word.
就把保罗所讲的一切事都包在里面。
He encompassed all the abundance that Paul spoke of.
他说，生命在他里头。
He said, in him was life.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
保罗那样的一个说法，
what Paul said,
我们觉得很困难。
we think it's hard to understand. We think it's too high for us.
但是约翰用最简单的话,
but John used the most simple words.
甚至可以帮助一个初信的弟兄姊妹,
can even help someone who just believed.
告诉我们说,
he tells us, in him was life.
今天呢,
today, that life has been given to you. All the abundance that Paul spoke of are in that life. If you have that life, you have the abundance of God. You have that life. You have the wisdom and knowledge of God.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们知道今天神
We know that God has great mercy on us today. God is great.
他大到一个地步,
He's great to a point that is impossible to imagine.
那我们这些人呢,
and us humans, we're so tiny.
圣经告诉我们说呢, 世界上最智慧的人,
the Bible says the most wisdom person on earth, in God's eyes, he's just foolish.
哎呀,在我们感觉,哦,那个人好聪明,好有智慧啊。
In our opinion, that person is very smart.
他的智慧呢,可能只懂得一点神在造物里面的一点点的知识而已。
He probably just scratched the surface of the creation.
他要对于神的事情要明白,完全没办法明白。
If he's to understand the things of God, it's impossible.
所以认真讲,在神的眼中来看,世上没什么智慧人。
So, truly speaking, there is no wisdom person on earth.
那个差别呢, 只是一点点。
The difference is tiny.
所以有人告诉我们啊,
so someone tells us,
这个爱因斯坦的那个智慧啊,
wisdom of Albert Einstein,
跟你的智慧啊,
and compares to yours,
只不过差大概0.1,
it's just 0.1 difference.
你如果多那么0.1啊, 你就是Einstein。
If you have just the 0.1 smarter, you're Einstein.
你少了那么一点, 就不是Einstein, 就是你了。
If you have 0.1 less, then you are you.
所以从神的眼中来看呢,
so, strictly speaking, there is no wise one.
所以神连续我们,
so God has mercy on us.
神不要我们用我们的智慧来寻找神。
He's not letting us to find God with our wisdom.
所以也不要让我们用我们自己的聪明来过我们属灵的生活。
He didn't want us to live our spiritual life according to our smartness.
神说啊, 今天呢, 如果我要把我的这个知识丰富都告诉你, 你也没办法明白的。
And God said, if I tell you all of my wisdom, you cannot comprehend.
你看看那个保罗,
you look at Paul.
神就在罗马的监牢里面给他一点启示。
In the jail of Rome, God gave him a little revelation.
哇, 这个保罗已经不得了了, 这个, 哎呀, 欢喜得不得了, 对不对?
And then lights went on everywhere for Paul.
但是到后来保罗知道什么呢?
And later on, Paul realized.
他说,就着我所知道的,
according to what I know, I still don't know.
所以今天呢, 神只能就着我们人呢, 这个智慧, 理性的, 所能懂得的一点点呢, 来做最简单的一点点的启示。
So according to that little understanding we have, God gives us a little revelation.
到底神的智慧有多大呢?
Indeed, how big is the abundance of God?
保罗在罗马书里面就讲到,
In the book of Romans, Paul says,
深在神的智慧,
oh, how deep the wisdom of God.
保罗只不过碰到了一点点,
he has just scratched the surface.
所以神怜悯我们,
so the Lord, and God has mercy on us.
神说好了好了,也不要你去想了。
And God said, okay, forget it, you don't need to think about it.
你就想破了头,你也无法明白。
And you, no matter how you think, you can't.
我用一个最简单的方式让你得到所有的丰富。
I will use a very simple method that you can obtain the greatest abundance.
就是把这个生命给你。
He give you the life.
啊, 这个生命一给你,你里面就拥有了所有一切的丰富。
Once He give you the life, you obtain all the abundance.
所以我们今生今世在地上,
so in this life that we have on earth,
稍微有点智慧的人,
and if you have just a little wisdom,
他就会努力地追求生命的经历。
And you, the person will pursue after the experience of life.
老实讲, 我们一生年日很短,
honestly say, the life of our days is very short.
就穷我们一生的年日在主面前追求, 也没有多少。
If we use all the days of our life to pursue the Lord, it's not much.
所以保罗知道自己生命很短。
Paul realized that his life was short.
哇，所以他就呼喊，是我认识基督。
So that he cries out, let me know Christ.
经历他复活的大能。
That I may experience the power of his resurrection. That I may experience his life.
所以保罗说，我竭力地往前跑。
And Paul said, I will run.
这是一个聪明人。
He's a smart man.
这个是一个懂得神恩典的人。
He's a person who knows the mercy of God.
他希望用他短短的一生的年日，能够在这个生命里面能多得多一点。
With his very short life, he wants to obtain more.
因为在这个生命里面多得多一点。
Because the more he gets in the life.
当天国降临的时候。
And when the kingdom of heaven comes.
他就可以在那个国度里面呢，能够多享受一些。
And he will enjoy in that kingdom more.
实在来讲。
In truth,
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们在地上能对神的认识是非常有限。
And what we can understand about God is very limited.
对，保罗在哥林多前书十四章里面也讲到，十三章。
First Corinthians 13.
他讲到，只等那个完全者来到的时候。
Only when that one who is perfect comes.
你们就完全知道了。
And you will know the whole thing entirely.
他说今天呢，我们好像对着镜子观看的模糊不清啊。
Today we see ourselves as through a mirror. It's confusing.
也许你就说，哎呀，我家的镜子很清楚啊，看起来很清楚啊。
You see that the mirror in my bathroom is very clean.
你要知道保罗时代没有我们现在所谓这么好的镜子。
And you realize that in Paul's time the mirror is not as good as we have.
他们的镜子是铜镜。
The mirror they have is made of copper.
我发现哈，在美国这些高速公路上，有的那个 rest area 里面那个镜子不是玻璃镜子。
I realized on the rest area and the highway, some mirrors are not made of glass.
有一次我看一个镜子是铁皮的。
Some mirrors are made of steel.
所以你在这个镜子面前照的时候看不清楚，模模糊糊的。
So when you look at yourself in the mirror, you can't see clearly.
所以今生我们在地上。
So this life we're on earth.
我们好像对着镜子观看也是模糊不清的。
We see as if we see through that mirror, we can't see ourselves.
弟兄姊妹们。到主回来的那一天
But brothers and sisters, when the Lord comes,
哇，我们才知道我们所承受的恩典是多么的浩大。
We shall know that the inheritance that we have is so great.
主给我们的生命是何等样的生命。
The life He given us is such a great life.
今天我们希望我们存着感恩的心，我们能够宝贝神所赐给我们这个生命。
With a thankful heart today, we may treasure the life.That the Lord given us.
弟兄姊妹，这是非常非常重要的一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very important matter.
所以主给我们机会。
So the Lord give us opportunities.
让我们活在肉身中。
That we may live in our flesh, the body.
活在短暂的年日里面。
We live in our short lives.
就是为要叫我们呢预尝天恩。
So that we can foretaste the goodness of heaven.
我们今天呢。在我们这个肉身的生活里面呢，我们已经开始享受了这个生命的好处。
And even in our physical body, we can taste the goodness of that life.
所以感谢主啊。
So we thank our Lord.
主耶稣到地上来。
And when he come to the world,
他有三十三年半的时间在地上。
He spent 33 years and a half.
他就是给我们做一个榜样，做个模型。
And he was an example for us.
所以你读四福音书的时候
And if you read the Gospels,
你不要光觉得这是历史上记载的主耶稣的故事
And don't just think that this is historical stories.
神的用意是什么呢
What is the purpose of God?
是要借着主耶稣成为一个人
Is that through Lord Jesus becoming a man?
你看在他这个人的生活里面
You see that in his life as a
man 他如何经历那个天上的生命
How he experienced the life of heaven
如何表现天上的生命
How he expressed the life of heaven
你看每一个成长的过程
At every stage of growth
你就看见神的那个丰富显明在那里
And you see the abundance of the Lord expressing him
神的智慧神的能力显在那里
And his wisdom, his power revealed in him
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters
神今天要我们和他的儿子一样
the Lord, the God wants us to be like His Son. What is it to mean to be conformed into the image of His Son? It's not to shape your outside appearance to like Jesus. But through that life, you experience Him more and more. That His life may be expressed through you. And more and more you will be like Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so, brothers and sisters, that is the will of the Lord. So we thank our God.
弟兄姊妹们,
today, if you look at yourself, you're not much.
但是你一读四福音书的时候呢, 你就要很得鼓励,
but when you read the four Gospels, you should be very encouraged.
因为约翰一书里面告诉我们,
because in 1 John it says,
他若显现,
when He appears,
我们都要像他,
we will be like Him.
他如何, 我们也如何,
how He will be, we will be the same.
所以呢, 像我现在如果读四福音书的时候,
so if we read the four Gospels,
我里面就充满一个荣耀的盼望,
I have this glorious hope.
因为什么呢?
Why?
我看见了我将来的形象,
I've seen what I will become.
因为我从基督的身上看见我将来的形象,
Through Christ, I see what I will become.
我现在活得好像实在是, 不够荣耀主, 对不对?
Maybe today you don't live a life that's glorified.
我实在是不像个基督徒,
you don't have a life that is worthy of Christian.
我的意思是说这个不够像基督徒,
not as a good Christian.
但是我有一个盼望,
but I have this hope.
因为什么? 我看见了主耶稣基督了,
because I have seen the Lord Jesus.
我知道他如何表现,
I know how He is, I will also be.
因为什么呢?
Why? Because the life of Christ is already in me.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
也就是神给我们的机会,
when we still have time, that is the opportunity that God has given us. I hope that all of us can return to the point of life.
现在你也不要对那什么基督教这一个活动那个事物这些兴趣越少越好,
you need to have less interest in the activities of Christianity.
我们应该把我们的注意力都能摆在这个生命上,
and let us focus on life.
我们希望在地上的日子, 天天看见这个生命有成长,
we hope that in the days of our life, every day we see growth.
那么弟兄姊妹们, 你知道你的生活就走了,
so then you would know that you're walking on the right path.
当然这个生命实在是太丰富了,
so, but this life is indeed very abundant.
我今天早晨呢, 再跟弟兄姊妹们提到一个重点,
I will bring up to another very important point.
其实下面的才是我今天早上要讲的,
this is what I wanted to say.
时间已经没有多少了,
but what I just said is very important.
哎,
I hope you remember it.
那么我今天早晨主要要跟弟兄姊妹讲说我们基督徒要活在光中,
I want to say to you this morning that we need to live in the light.
实在来讲呢这个是生命的第一个现象,
indeed this is the first sign of life.
你看神在 创世纪创造天地的时候,
so you see when in Genesis when God created the heaven and earth,
神第一天说什么呢?
What did God say in the first day?
神说要有光就有了光,
God said let there be light, then there's light.
所以神把光暗分开来了,
so God separated light from darkness.
那么今天呢在我们基督徒属灵的经历里面也是这样,
now the same is to us in our experience.
当你一拥有这个生命的时候,
once you have obtained that life,
第一个经历, 你的感觉就应该感觉有光,
the first experience you should have is that there's light.
所以在约翰福音第一章里, 刚才我们读到那段经文呢,
so in Gospel of John chapter 1,
他说有一个人是从神那里差来的,
he said there was this man that was sent from God.
神差他来做什么呢?
Why does God send him?
要做见证,
to bear witness.
做什么见证呢?
What witness?
要做光的见证,
to bear witness of the light.
圣经说他不是那个光,
and the Bible says he's not that light,
但是他要为那个光做见证,
but was sent to bear witness of that light,
叫众人因他可以信,
so that all through him may believe.
弟兄姊妹们, 约翰再说那个光是真光,
and then John said that light is the true light.
所以呢，我们基督徒啊，当我们一得到这个生命的时候
，So as Christians, once we obtain that life,
第一个最开始出现的一个现象就是开始有光。
The first expression is that we have light.
所以神就教我们怎么样呢？要为这个光来做见证。
So God called us to bear witness of that light.
在腓立比书第二章里面讲到
，In Philippians chapter 2 it says,
保罗说你们要像明光照耀
，and shine as light in the world.
你知道在希腊原文里面
，You know in the Greek original
language, 这个明光照耀
，that bright light,
他说是像一个光体发光一样
，is like a body of light that can express light.
你知道我从小就听弟兄们这样讲啊。
I hear brothers and sisters say this when I was young.
假如说我们不是光
，if I'm not the light
啊，但是呢，我们可以反射光
，but we can reflect light
啊。他说，你看像个月亮，月亮是反射这个太阳的光。
You see, just like the moon reflects what the sun gives.
啊，所以我一直我都有这个观念。
So throughout my life, I have that thought.
那后来我读到腓立比书第二章的时候啊
，then I read Philippians chapter 2.
我把它圣经的原文仔细读一下。
I read the original language carefully.
哎，奇妙了！这个保罗说呢，你们要像光体一样的发光。
Amazingly, Paul said you need to shine as lights.
啊，这个说法跟我从前所有的那个想所知道的那个想法不一样。
What Paul said is different from what I heard.
原来呢？神不是说好像把我们都当作一面镜子一样。
God is not treating us as a mirror.
哈，神是光。
God is the light.
那光照到我身上了。
So he shines on me.
然后就反射出去了。
And then reflects out his light.
那这个呢？我们都知道这个镜子反光的话呢，总是有角度的啊。
And we know that if you reflect a mirror, there's an angle.
事实上，神不是这样做的。
Indeed, God is not doing that.
神是怎么？神是把一个有光的生命放在你里面。
What God did is to put the life that is have light in you.
这个生命一进来之后呢
，That life once entered you，
你就变成那个发光体了。
You become a source of light.
但是呢，你也不是那个光，对不对
？You are not that light.
只是那个生命有光
，But that life has light.
那么这个光呢，就从你里面照射出来。
That light shines through you.
所以呢，这个光在我们里面。
When the light is in us,
这一照射出来的时候呢
，Once it shines,
啊，就好像什么呢？就好像那个电那个有那个台灯一样
，It's like some lamp.
Yeah, 你那个里面一个灯泡在里面发亮
，You have a light bulb inside.
你外面呢有一个灯罩，对不对
？And you have a cover.
那么这个光一亮的时候呢
，As soon as the light bulb
它是四面八方的通通照射出去
，It goes in all directions.
弟兄姊妹们，这个是今天呢，神要我们发光的这个光景。
That is the condition that the Lord wants us to shine.
所以今天有一个生命的光进到你里面。
Today the life of light entered.
你就应该成为一个发光体。
You need to become a source of light.
啊，所以这个光呢要从我们身上照射出去。
That light needs to be shined from us.
保罗说，在这个弯曲悖谬的时代中。
Paul said in the crooked and perverse generation.
神的儿女要像明光照。
Children of God needs to shine as lights,
把生命的道表明出来
holding fast the word of life.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
你有没有一个感觉
do you have that feeling?
今天我们所处的时代
in the generation that we're in,
比历史上任何一个时代都要弯曲悖谬
is more crooked and more perverse than any generation.
所以这些话对于我们今天来讲更是重要的提醒
So these words areever more so important to us.
所以呢，我们今天活在这个世界中更重要。
So it's more important for us to live in the world.
这个世界非常的黑暗。
The world is extremely dark.
但是基督徒一到那里就应该有光。
But once Christian went there, there should be light.
所以呢，你神把你一放在哪里，哪里就应该发亮。
And wherever God puts you, you shall shine.
啊，要让这个生命从我们身上能够显明出来。
So that the life can be expressed through us.
当然，弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们要让这个光能从我们身上照射出去。
If we are to let that light shine.
首先呢，我们就自己要先蒙光照。
We first need to be shined upon.
啊，这个很重要。
That is very important.
我不知道在你的基督徒的生命中间。
I don't know in your Christian life.
你有没有一次曾经呢被主的这个光呢把你照明过？
Have you ever been shined so bright by the light of the Lord?
我不问你，你自己知道。
I won't ask for an answer, but you would know.
啊, 你有没有蒙过光照的经历?
Have you ever had that experience of being lightened?
你只有蒙过这个光照的经历，才知道那个叫做什么叫做生命之光呢?
If you have that experience, you would know what is the light of life.
啊, 我永远不会忘记,
I will never forget.
1959年,
in 1959,
我刚刚受浸的那一年,
when I was, the year I was baptized,
啊, 我才16岁, 糊里糊涂的,
I was 16 years old and was confused.
但是呢, 我已经接受主了,
but I've received the Lord.
啊, 那个时候我圣经真理我也不懂。
Back then, I didn't know much about the truth.
啊, 结果有一次在一个聚会里面呢,
so once at a meeting,
我都没想到, 忽然之间呢,
I never thought of it, but the light of the Lord came upon me.
哇, 我们知道这个光进来的时候啊,
we know that once that light enters,
它第一个就把我们里面所有的罪通通照亮了。
First, it enlightens us of all our sins.
我从小啊, 你知道啊, 因为我这个人长得, 这个头啊方方正正的,
you know that my head is in the shape of a square.
所以呢, 人一看这个孩子说, 哦, 这个孩子很老实。
When others look at me, they think that I'm a nice kid.
其实我一点都不老实。
But I'm not a nice kid.
他是看表面的。
They just look at the surface.
啊, 我们邻居也是讲, 他们台湾人讲, 哦, 这个小孩很高义，你知道那个福建话这个高义的意思就是很乖的，很好的。
My Taiwanese neighbor would say this is a nice boy.
啊，其实呢，我不是他那么好，不是想讲这么好。
But I'm not as nice.
但是呢，给人家讲多了之后，自己也觉得自己蛮不错的。
But the more others tell me nice, I feel nice.
所以有时候一看镜子，嗯，这个是很老实啊。
Every time I look at the mirror, I realize, nice.
哪里晓得我蒙恩得救主啊，这个神的光一进来啊。
But once I received the grace, the light entered.
哇，把我从小到大到16岁所犯的那些罪，所有的错误，通通显明出来了。
Through my young ages, all the sins I've committed was revealed.
弟兄姊妹们，那是我头一次经历这个生命的光在我里面。
That was the first time I experienced the light of life.
你知道吗? 这是神极大的恩典。
Do you know that is the great mercy of God?
神光照我不是为要定罪我。
God shines on me is not to judge me.
神是为了拯救我。
But to save me.
所以那天我才知道主耶稣真的是我的救主。
On that day, I truly come to realize that the Lord Jesus is my Savior.
我才知道没有主耶稣基督。 我的罪是没有办法消除的。
I realized that apart from Jesus, my sin cannot be taken away.
所以你看见吗? 这是光进来的一个果效。
You see, that is the result of light.
从那天开始起,
From that day on,
主就在我的生命中、生活中间把很多不好的习惯呢，就逐渐、逐渐、通通。
And the Lord day by day reduces all the filthiness in my life.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
你蒙恩得救了,
once you're saved,
主的生命在你里面,
and the Lord is the life of the Lord.
你有感觉到这个生命的光在你里面吗?
Have you ever feel that the light of life is in you?
也许在道理上面来讲，你已经听了很多年了。
Maybe doctrine wise you've heard it many years.
但是你有真实的经历吗?
Have you had a real experience?
你要成为一个发光体。
If you want to be the source of that light,
你自己必须先对这个光有所经历。
You must first experience the light.
这个光呢，它会进步的。
This light will
grow. 显明我们的罪。
First, it reveals of our sins.
逐渐的就开始显明我们里面的本性。
And then it reveals us.
让我们里面的个性呢，被主完全显明出来。
Our character, who we are, will be revealed.
主才让你真正认识你到底是个什么人呢。
And the Lord will tell you who you are.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们需要。 活在这个生命的里面,
we need to live in the life.
我们需要经过这个光的光照,
we need to be shined upon.
那么我们不仅蒙光照啊, 在我们个人生活中间会有, 神的这个恩典,
not only in us we receive the grace of God.
因为有这个光的缘故,
because of that light,
你才能够走正路,
and you can walk straight.
圣经诗篇里面常常讲，主的话就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
The Bible would say the word of the Lord is the lamp on my feet.
哇，你读的时候觉得，哎呀，这个话真是好。
When we read it, we think it's nice.
你等等看一看，你脚前有没有光啊？
Then you look down, is there light on your feet?
嗯，这个脚前有没有灯呢？
Is there light on your path?
路上有没有光啊？
Is there light on your path?
去看灯在哪里呢？
When you look down, where is the light?
灯在生命里。
The light is in the life.
在主所给你的生命。
Is in the life that the Lord.
路上的光在哪里？
Where is the light on the path?
在主所给你的生命。
Is also in the life that the Lord.
如果你真正活在这个光中，
If you truly live in that life,
你怎么不会走主的路呢？
How can you not walk the path of the Lord?
今天我们到处要求人家告诉我们主的路在哪里。
Today we beg other people to tell us where is the way of the Lord.
其实没有这个需要的。
There is no such need for that.
你里面只要活在这个生命的光中，你自然就知道主的路在哪里。
As long as you're abiding in that life, you would know where the way is.
你就知道怎么走正路了。
You will know where the righteous path is.
啊，今天你们很多人会开车的。
Today you many of you drove.
啊，你们都不需要担任善会跑来问，brother Shen, 那个去 Seattle 怎么走？不需要问吗？
You wouldn't ask me where's the way to Seattle. You don't need to ask.
你里面很清楚啊。
You would know clearly.
对不对？太阳那么大。
When the sun is out.
那个公路也很清楚。
And the road is clear.
对不对？你还需要问吗？
Do you need to ask?
今天如果你活在生命的光中也是一样，你不需要问。
If you abide in the light of life, you don't need to ask.
那么有了这个光之后呢？
Once you have that light,
圣经告诉我们就跟神之间可以交通。
And the Bible tells us we can commune with the Lord.
约翰告诉我们，我们跟神之间的交通是在光中的。
John said that we can fellowship with the Lord in light.
因为神是住在人所不能靠近的光中。
Because God dwells in the light that man can go near.
你在黑暗中，你不能跟神有交通的。
In darkness, you cannot fellowship.
在这个生命的光里面，你跟神之间就可以。
But in the light of life, you can fellowship with the Lord.
对不起，我这个时间没有了，我不能详细说啊。
I'm running out of time here.
那么只好让你自己去体会吧。
So you experience that yourself.
啊，那么。不仅跟神可以有交通，
not only we can have fellowship with God,
你也可以跟弟兄姊妹彼此之间有交通。
You can also fellowship with fellow brothers and sisters.
今天我常常发现，神的儿女们彼此交通不光明啊。
I often find that when our fellowship is not bright.
你在黑暗中，我在黑暗中，我们两个人在黑暗中摸索。什么叫交通呢？
You're in darkness and I'm in darkness. We're fellowship in darkness.
所以越讲越糊涂。
So the more we say, the more confused we get. The more chaos.
如果你在光中，我在光中，我们就交通就没有问题了。
If you're in the light and I'm in the light, there's no problem with the fellowship.
这个也让你们自己去体会。
So you experience that yourself also.
那么有了光之后呢？
So once we have that light,
你就能对基督对主有更多的认识。
You may come to know Christ more.
你读圣经就会跟从前不一样。
And you will feel that when you read the Bible, it's different.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
这个光今天在这个世界中，黑暗的世界中，
The light shines in the darkness.
是唯一能够照亮这个黑暗世界的。
It's the only source that can lighten the darkness.
所以在这个弯曲悖谬的时代里，
So in the crooked and perverse generation,
神巴望他每一个神的儿女都能够成为一个发光体。
God hopes that every child of God can be that source of light.
主已经把这个能发光的生命赐给我们。
The Lord has already given us that life.
所以如果这个光从我们身上显不出来，我们对神就有亏欠。
If we cannot shine the light out, we fall short.
所以我们要感谢神。
So we thank our God.
弟兄姊妹们，
要
请我们牢牢的记住。
Please remember this.
神给我们最大的恩典。
The greatest mercy,
就是把他自己的生命分赐给我们。
Greatest grace that God given us is to give us His life.
神今天是在我们身上最大的寄望。
The greatest hope of God in us,
就是不仅让我们认识这个生命是一切，
is to not let us know that the life is all.
也让这个生命从我们的生活中能够把它显明出来。
Is to also cause us to reveal that life.
我想没有什么比这个更重要。
I don't think there's anything more important than this.
我们求主祝福他自己的话。
May the Lord bless his words.
我们请低头在一点祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们真是满心的感谢你。
Lord, we thank you with all our hearts.
你不仅把我们从仇敌的手中救赎回来。
Not only you rescued us from the hands of the enemy.
也是把我们从这个败坏、罪恶、黑暗的世界里面分别出来。
But you've also separated us from this corrupt, bad, and darkness.
你不仅用你的血把我们的罪洗清了。
And not only you cleansed us with your blood.
并且你把你自己的生命赐给我们。
And you also have given us your life.
求你开我们里面的眼睛。
Lord, please open our eyes inside.
叫我们知道这个生命的宝贵。
And Lord, that we may know the treasure that we have.
知道你爱我们。
We know, we need to know that you love us.
把一切都给了我们。
And you have given all to us.
主啊，让我们重视你所给我们的生命。
Lord, may we pay attention to that life that you've given us.
能够活在这个生命里面。
And that we can abide in that life.
享受这个生命。
Enjoy that life.
经历这个生命。
Experience that life.
也能够活出这个生命。
And also can express that life.
主啊，愿我们在这一个弯曲病扭的时代中。
Lord, may we in this perverse and crooked generation.
真是能够像明光照耀一样。
And we can truly shine as light.
把生命的道表明出来。
And hold fast to the word of life.
主啊，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
虽然我们有诸多的软弱。
We have many weaknesses.
但是我们知道你的恩典足够我们使用。
But we know that your grace is more than sufficient.
求你借着你的话做工在我们里面。
Lord, through your word, work in us.
主啊，首先让我们所有的弟兄姊妹。
Lord, first of all, let all the brothers and sisters.
都能够做一个活在光中的人。
Let all of us to abide in the light.
也能够把光显明出来。
And we can also reveal the light.
主啊，愿我们在地上能够荣耀你自己的圣名。
Lord, may we be able to glorify your own name.
我们愿意再把前面短短的路交在你的恩手中。
Lord, we give into your hand the days ahead of us.
让我们能握住每一个机会。
Lord, may we take hold of every opportunity.
能够把这个生命活出来。
That we can express that life.
主啊，谢谢你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you for your grace.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.